Now today we're going to look into a passage of scripture from the book of 1 John. I want you to take your Bibles and open them with me to 1 John chapter 5. And the title of the message is The Name of the Son. Now the title is very important. The Name of the Son. I want you to keep that in mind now while I bring this message. The Name of the Son. That's the title. Well, John writes in 1 John 5:13, "These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God." See, there it is, the name of the Son of God. That you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may continue to believe on the name of the Son of God. Now, John declares that those who truly believe on the name of the Son of God know that they have eternal life. That those who believe on the name of the Son of God have blessed assurance, confidence of their spiritual state. They know, in other words, they have eternal life. Now, the men whom God used to write the scriptures, they knew that they had eternal life. They knew that they were redeemed. Job wrote these words, "I know that my Redeemer liveth." I know that. "And I know that in the latter day he'll stand on this earth. And though worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh I'll see the Lord." Myself, not another. I'll see the Lord. I know that, he said. David wrote, "The Lord is my shepherd." He didn't say, "I hope he's my shepherd," or "perhaps he's my shepherd." He said, "I know he's my shepherd. And surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." The Apostle Paul wrote, "I know whom I have believed, and I'm persuaded he's able to keep that which I've committed to him against that day." Now, this confidence and assurance of salvation was not based on their feelings. People talk about, "I feel saved," or "I don't feel saved." It's not on that basis at all. It's not on that foundation. Not emotion. Not feelings, not pride in ourselves, confidence in our works. The men writing here had confidence in the promise of God, confidence in the Word of God. Paul, writing to Titus, said this, "In hope of eternal life, which God, who cannot lie, promised before the world began." God cannot lie, and he promised eternal life before the world began. And the world, whatever the conditions, is not going to change that promise because it was made before the world began. In Romans 4, Paul said, "Abraham was fully persuaded that what God promised, God would do." Fully persuaded that what God had promised, he was able to perform. And then Paul said this, "Sirs," and we could all adopt this as our watchword, "I believe God." "Sirs, I believe God, it shall be exactly as he told me." Now, God has exalted his word. Listen to this scripture. God has exalted his word above his name. His word shall not fail. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but his word abideth forever. Not feelings. That's not our foundation. Not emotions. Not works. His word. Martin Luther, the great German preacher of 500 years ago, wrote this poem about what I'm talking about right now, confidence in the Word of God, not feelings or emotions. Martin Luther said, "Feelings come and feelings go, and feelings are deceiving. My confidence is the Word of God. Nothing else is worth believing. Though all my heart should feel condemned for want of some sweet token, I know one greater than my heart, and his word cannot be broken. So I'll trust in God's unchanging word till soul and body sever. The words of men will pass away. God's word abides forever." This confidence and assurance in the Word of God led Noah to build an ark. He believed God. This confidence in the Word of God led Abraham to offer his son. This confidence in the Word of God led Moses to challenge an empire and Pharaoh's army and lead Israel out of Egypt. This confidence in the Word of God led Job to say, though he slay me, I'll trust him. And this confidence enabled David to die in peace, saying, although it be not so with my house, God has made with me an everlasting covenant. And this is all my salvation and all my desire. That's confidence, not in myself, not in my feelings, but in the Word of God. Well, what does the Word of God say in regard to eternal life, and where is it found? We can know we have it, but where is it found? Well, back two verses in 1 John 5:11. This is the record. This is the witness that God hath given to us eternal life. God gave us eternal life. It's a gift of God. And this life is in His Son, in Christ Jesus. Not in the church, not in the law, in the Son. And he that believeth on the name of the Son hath everlasting life. He that receiveth the Son, to them gave He the power to become the sons of God. Whosoever shall call on the name of the Son shall be saved. I was reading the journal of a noted theologian several years ago, and he was having a terrible struggle with assurance, with confidence. He just had no confidence of salvation, always filled with fear and doubt. And as I read his journal, I finally saw his problem. Every paragraph began with the letter I. As I read, he would say, well, I felt, or I grieved, or I tried, or I could not find, or I sought the Lord. It was always I. His emphasis was I. When Isaiah wrote that great chapter of confidence, Isaiah 53, most beautiful. Somebody said, that's how my creed is, Isaiah 53. And he started this way. He shall grow up before him as a tender plant, as a root out of a dry ground. He is despised and rejected of men. He is a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. He bore our griefs and our sorrows. He. That's what he says all the way through here. All we like sheep have gone astray. We turned everyone to his own way, and God had laid on him the iniquity of us all. And if you read that chapter of confidence and assurance written by Isaiah the prophet, he uses the word he, the words he, him, and his 43 times. Rarely does he ever say I. He says he. Him. That's where it is. It's who He is. Our salvation is not based on what we've done or who we are. Our salvation is based on who He is, the Son of God, what He did, died for our sins, why He did it, that God may be just and justifier, and where He is now at the right hand of God. We believe Him. What must I do to be saved? Paul replied, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. We receive Him. What did John write? As many as received Him, to them gave He the power of God to become the sons of God. We trust Him. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not to thine own understanding. We come to Him. He said, you come to me. All ye that labor and are heavy laden, you come to me, and I'll give you rest. He stood that last day of the great feast, and He cried, if any man thirst, let him come to me, and out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Now, the name of the Son. Let me read that scripture again. 1 John 5:13. These things have I written to you that believe on the name of the Son, that you may know, be confident, you have eternal life, and that you may keep on believing on the name of the Son of God, the name of the Son. Now that's all the way through the Bible, the name of the Son, His name. Let me read you just a few scriptures. Acts 3:16, His name, through faith in His name, hath made this man strong. His name, the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Listen, Acts 4:12, there's none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Romans 10:13, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ shall be saved. And in Philippians 2, verse 9, God hath highly exalted him and given him a name above every name. Now, what's in that name? What's in that name that makes it so effectual, so sufficient, so powerful? What's in that name? Well, the name is Jehovah. Jehovah. That means God, my Savior. Jehovah, God, my Savior. And when a person knows that name, Jehovah, knows that name, understands the meaning of that name, the depth of that name, the power of that name, when someone knows that name and believes and trusts that name, his rest is complete. His hope is secure. His soul is saved. And in the Old Testament, which is the New Testament concealed, everything in the New Testament is promised, prophesied, or pictured in the Old Testament. And in the Old Testament, which prophesies and pictures all that's revealed in the New, Jehovah God's name is revealed in a sevenfold way. Jehovah, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Tsidkenu, Jehovah Nissi, Jehovah Ra, Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Shalom. Sevenfold name of Jehovah. And every one of these names is fulfilled in Christ. Fulfilled in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, this is so important. This is the name. Whosoever believeth on the name of the Son of God hath everlasting life. Whosoever shall call on the name. But you can't call on him whom you don't know. You can't call on him in whom you don't believe. And you can't believe in him of whom you haven't heard. So I'm going to tell you who this is. Each name. First, in Genesis 22. Abraham had taken Isaac to the mountain to sacrifice him. And Abraham, God told Abraham not to touch the lad. He was on the altar. You remember the story. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram was caught in a thicket by his horns. And Abraham took that ram and offered it in the stead of his son. In the stead of his son. He took Isaac off the altar and put the ram on the altar. And Abraham called that place Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will provide. And that's the name of Christ upon which we call, the name in which we believe, the name on which we trust, Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will provide himself a lamb, himself an atonement, himself a sacrifice. The Lamb of God is Jesus Christ, typified in the Old Testament, prophesied, personified, but revealed in the New Testament. Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will provide. Call on that name. He will. All right, Jeremiah 23. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, I'll raise up unto David a righteous branch, and a king shall reign and prosper and shall execute judgment and justice in the land. In his days, Judah shall be saved, and Israel shall dwell safely. And this is the name by which he shall be called, Jehovah Tsidkenu, the Lord my righteousness. That's Christ. Jehovah Tsidkenu, the Lord my righteousness. Of God are you in Christ, who has made unto us wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. All in Christ. Wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. He fulfilled every jot and tittle of the law of God on our behalf. And he is our righteousness. Jehovah Tsidkenu, my righteousness. That's Christ. All right. Judges, chapter 6, verse 22. Gideon. God sent an angel of the Lord down to speak to Gideon. And when Gideon discovered that it was the angel of the Lord, when Gideon perceived that the angel of the Lord was speaking to him, he cried, O Lord God, alas, I've seen an angel of the Lord face to face. I'll die. And the Lord said, listen, peace be unto you. Fear not, thou shalt not die. And Gideon built an altar unto the Lord in that place and called it Jehovah Shalom. Jehovah Shalom, which is the Lord our peace. How is Christ the Lord our peace? Well, the scripture said it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell, and having made peace through the blood of his cross, by Christ, to reconcile all things to himself. This is the name. This is the name. Whosoever believeth in the name of the Son, Jehovah Shalom, the Lord my peace. This is the name in whom we believe. And this is the name upon whom we call. And this is the name in whom we trust. Jehovah Jireh, our Lamb. God will provide himself a lamb. He'll provide a lamb for himself. And he'll provide a lamb which will be the Lord himself. Christ died for our sins. All right, here's the fourth one now. Exodus 17. In Exodus 17, verse 15, the enemies of Israel came against them in Rephidim, outnumbered the people tremendously. And Israel, the Israel of God, was hard pressed. And Moses stood on the mountain with the rod that he used to divide the sea, with the rod he used to smote the rock out of which water came. He stood with that rod and raised it high. And Israel defeated. God gave Israel the victory over their enemies. And Moses built an altar at that place and called it Jehovah Nissi. Jehovah Nissi, the Lord our banner, the Lord our victory. And that's the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. He is Jehovah Nissi, the Lord our victory. Paul, writing in 1 Corinthians, says, O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin. The strength of sin is the law. Thanks be unto God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. The name, you see this? You need to see this all through the Old Testament. Jehovah Jireh, that's Jehovah, God my Savior. The Lord will provide. Jehovah Tsidkenu, the Lord my righteousness. I've got to have a righteousness. The Lord my peace, he reconciled me to God, my peace. And Jehovah, my victory. The Lord Jesus Christ is my victory. Who shall deliver me from this body of death? Thanks be unto God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. All right. Fifthly, Psalm 23. David said, the Lord is Jehovah God, is my shepherd. Jehovah Raah. Jehovah R-A-A-H, which is pronounced Jehovah Raah. The Lord, my shepherd, I shall not want, because he's my shepherd. I shall not want for food. He makes me lie down in green pastures. I shall not want for rest. He leads me by still waters. I shall not want for salvation. He restores my soul. I shall not want for righteousness. He leads me in paths of righteousness. I shall not want for comfort. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil. Thou art with me. And I shall not want for anything here or hereafter. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I'll dwell in the house of the Lord forever, because the Lord is my shepherd. Are you with me? Christ is all these things. Jehovah Jireh, my atonement. Jehovah Tsidkenu, my righteousness. Jehovah Shalom, my peace. Jehovah Nissi, my victory. Jehovah Raah, my shepherd. Now, Exodus 15. The Lord God said to Israel, I am the Lord that healeth thee. He was bruised for our iniquities. Our sicknesses and diseases were laid on him. I'm talking about spiritual sicknesses and spiritual diseases. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord, my physician, the great physician, now is near, the sympathizing Jesus. That's right. All right. is the seventh name. These things are written to you that believe on the name. What's in a name? His whole character. His whole saving character and saving benefits and blessings are in the name of our Jehovah. Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. There's none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Or here's the last one. In the last chapter of Ezekiel, chapter 48, verse 35, the name of the city shall be called Jehovah Shema. What does that mean? The Lord is present. Cast all your care on Him. He careth for you. He said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. Lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the earth. The name of the Lord. And that's the reason that the New Testament makes so much of the name of Christ. The name of Christ. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth Jesus Christ to be Lord, and believe in thine heart God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. It's believing on the name of Christ, the name of the Lord Jesus. You see, what the law saith, it saith to them who are under the law, that every mouth may be stopped, that all the world may become guilty before God. And so by the deeds of the law shall no flesh be justified. But there's a righteousness revealed. There's an atonement revealed. There's a salvation revealed. And it's in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The name of Christ. The name which is above every name. The name of our Redeemer. And there they are. You remember those now. And write them down if you want to. And send for this tape and listen to it again and pass it along to somebody else. But this is the name of our God. The name of our God. Jehovah Jireh. The Lord will provide. Jehovah Tsidkenu. The Lord is my righteousness. My sanctification, my redemption, my righteousness. Jehovah Shalom. He is my peace. He made peace with God. And he made that peace through the blood of his cross. When he suffered for us on Calvary, he bore our sins. And he, over in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 21, this is the gospel summed up in one verse. He was made sin for us. He, Christ, was made sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. That's where redemption is. Christ, our peace. Christ, our peace. Christ, our victory. And Christ, our shepherd. And Christ Jesus, our great physician, who heals all our iniquities and all our diseases. And the Lord is present. All right. 1 John 5, now, verse 11. This is the record. I visited a lady one time here in Huntington, West Virginia. And she had been searching the scriptures to try to find some foundation for a hope. She had cancer and was dying of cancer. And she asked me to come and visit her. And I went to visit her, and I turned to this scripture. And I asked her, I said, would you like to read this to me? And she said, I'll read it. All right. I said, you turn to 1 John 5:11 and read this. And she started reading. This is the record. This is the record. God has given us eternal life. I said, you know what that means? She said, no, I don't. I said, this is the witness. This is the record. This is the truth of God. God wrote this. He's given us eternal life. I said, read on. She said, this is the record. God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. I said, you understand that? She said, well, his Son is Jesus Christ, didn't I? I said, yeah, his Son is Jesus Christ. And this eternal life is in him. It's not in the law. It's not in the church. It's not in a preacher. Not in an altar. It's in his Son. Read on. And she said, read on. He that hath the Son of God hath eternal life. And he that hath not the Son of God shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. I said, is that clear? She said, that's pretty clear. I said, read that next verse. These things are written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God. And my dear, if you can believe on the name of the Son of God, who he is, what he did, why he did it, that God may redeem our souls, and where he is now at the right hand of God, you have eternal life. And these things are written to you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may continue to believe on the name of the Son of God. All the rest of your life, continue to believe.